I'm Larry Markowitz. Welcome to Season 4 of Spotlight Aesia, the podcast series presented by Aesia, the International Association of Young Lawyers. For our opening episode, I'm pleased to be joined by Eduardo de la Peña, the president of Aesia. Welcome, Eduardo. How are things in Miami?
Perfect, Larry. Everything's sunny from this very global city of Miami.
That's great. I look forward to visiting your son in the dead of winter up here in Montreal. Those of us who attend Aesia events probably know you, but many of our listeners do not. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. Thank you very much for asking. I'm an international disputes lawyer. The focus of my practice is on international arbitration and litigation across the Americas mainly. I have a law degree from Mexico and from the United States. I was born in Mexico, in Acapulco to be precise, and then I moved to Miami 17, 18 years ago, and since then I have been practicing here.
And what do you do for fun?
Family. All my time is for my family.
And what prompted you to seek the presidency of Aesia?
Help. Bring value. I was Aesia's treasurer for a couple of years, and we navigated the pandemic, so the time was now to take Aesia to the next level and help Aesia get there. And that's through growing again and being in an expansion mode from a global perspective.
So as president, what are your main goals for this year?
I can say one, which is the primary one, which is global Aesia, which implies to our association is very strong in Europe, that Aesia is as strong in the Americas, Asia, Middle East as it is in Europe. So that is the main goal.
I'm thrilled that you've decided to renew Spotlight Aesia for another season, and I'm especially honored that you've asked me to serve as host once again.
No, thanks to you, Larry. Really, it's fantastic that you give us your gracious time to help us with this and for your presence in Aesia.
That's very kind of you. I'm sure our listeners would like to know, what theme have you chosen to highlight for Season 4 of Spotlight Aesia?
Global Aesia, for sure. But from there, there are two very important elements encompassed within that big theme, which is global knowledge, which is what we would try to do through our different events, initiatives across the world. And also to highlight, Aesia is a values-driven association. So we want to highlight as well global values, the global values of Aesia. So if I can share with you as to global knowledge, we are very pleased to highlight the three flagship events of Aesia across the year. One, at the end of November, early December, the Paris Javier Conference, which will deal with resiliency and sporting values. On May next year, we have the Javier Conference in Mexico, and that's going to be on the digital economy. Then on September next year, we have our annual Congress in Madrid, and the main topic is about global thinking, and we will delve into five challenges and topics, issues that are super relevant for the world today: trade, inequality, energy transition, defense and security, and technology. And as to the global values part, we will try to have a profound conversation on diversity, inclusion, human rights, and sustainability, which are key Aesia values.
Those sound like fascinating topics, and I'm sure just hearing about this makes our listeners want to plan their travel schedules for the upcoming year. And I understand you've had a great start to the year. You've already sold out the Paris conference, which is really impressive.
Paris is always a good idea, Larry. Audrey Hepburn.
As Audrey Hepburn said. There we go. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be hearing that quote quite a bit. Look, it's been a lot of fun chatting with you, Eduardo. Before we conclude, one last question. I noticed you've chosen a hashtag for your presidency.
Yes, Global Aesia, indeed.
And what's the significance?
The significance is that Aesia is an organization that is present in the life of young lawyers across the world, the four corners of the world, events taking place everywhere in the world, regional meetings, seminars, Javier conferences and congresses. So if any given lawyer around the world wants to get involved in Aesia, they will have the opportunity and geography will be less of a concern.
The world is getting smaller day by day.
Correct. That's the goal of Aesia.
Well, I'm certainly excited for season 4 of Spotlight Asia and for the year of your presidency. Thank you for being my guest, Eduardo.
Thank you very much to you, Larry, for hosting us.
Thanks. And thank you all for listening. This has been the opening episode of season 4 of Spotlight Asia, a podcast produced by Asia for young lawyers across the globe. Over the course of season 4, we'll be featuring interviews with experts on legal tech, business, diversity and inclusion, human rights, and sustainability, as well as other important topics for both young lawyers and more seasoned professionals. We'll also feature highlights from Asia events around the world. If you like what you've heard and wish to be notified of future episodes, follow Asia on the platform formerly known as Twitter, like us on Facebook, and connect with us on LinkedIn. Or you can simply download Spotlight Asia wherever you find your favorite podcasts or at aisia.org. For all of us at l'Association Internationale des Jeunes Avocats, this is Larry Markowitz wishing you a great day.